And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Why We Post. I've been asked a lot lately why the NAACP is in the news so much. Why is Dr. Barber on every news channel at the end of the day? When I reply that they're fighting for your rights, you should see the looks I get. And then I get asked, well, what has he done for me? Still, some believe the NAACP only fights for the rights of African Americans. Then I ask him, if they have a son or a daughter in an overcrowded classroom, do they have a grandparent in a local nursing home? Do they know of a college student here in Chapel Hill attending UNC from another state? Do they draw their drinking water from an on-site well or a public water supply? This is what the NAACP is fighting for, among other issues the far right is pushing through our General Assembly. The right of every student in North Carolina to receive the best education we can afford to provide, with smaller class sizes, better teacher pay, and the incentives we need to get more teachers that want to move to Orange County to either begin or continue their careers. Who wouldn't want their kids in the best schools in the state? Because your grandparent is in a nursing home, will they still have the right to vote? Will you have to take off from work to haul them down to the DMV to get them a government-approved ID or driver's license just to exercise the right to have a voice in our democracy? We send our best all over the world to make sure a goat farmer from 20 miles away gets to dip his finger in the ink jar and cast his vote. Why do we block voting rights here? Do you know someone attending UNC will be penalized? Their parents will be denied tax breaks of the college expense if their son or daughter votes where they attend school and not where their parents live, even in another state. These are the issues the NAACP wants to bring out into the open and allow the citizens to be aware of, and not just to have FaceTime on the local news. We need to show our support for these citizens who continue to sacrifice their time to bring these social views and radical ideas out into the open that soon will become law if we don't voice our concern to our elected officials. We, as an informed voter, want to understand these issues, and it's the NAACP and Dr. Barber that will help us. And this is Why We Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.